the director of GBC, and we had a consultative discussion with the GGA, the PrimPAC, and the Media Foundation, and we came to a conclusion. And the conclusion was that we were supposed to meet. And yesterday we had a very good meeting at the offices of the GGA, the press center, and it was chaired by the GGA president, of which we all sat down on the table to find a resolution to it, of which I told the team that the situation that happened in Yendi due to the disruption of the ballots and the misconfusion that happened, I want to apologize on behalf of the people of Yendi and apologize to the GGA and to apologize to CTFM and to let them know that I have been a patriot and I've been a citizen. I've never had in my life or political life had any issues with any journalist. So this is the first time of such issue has happened, and it's a regrettable situation. And it was concluded there, and it went on to say that it was important for me to issue a public apology. And I instructed and I assured the people of the committee which we met yesterday that it was something I was not worried about to do it, because I wanted peace to prevail. I have an integrity and a name to protect. So I did that and issued the press release, sent a copy to the GGA, a copy to a PrimPAC, a copy to the city management. And that was the conclusion. And the Minister of Information thanked the GGA. And the GGA is onward going forward to go on with their press conference to do the needful so that we can all have a peaceful resolution to the lifting of the blacklist. So that's what I can tell for now.
Okay, but Honorable Adaruma, apology, no, Mijidi Pasa Nipa. Titu Sachao Pano Ese Komano Eye and Sam Trini Mohammed.
I've written to the management. The management would follow through my apology.
Okay, so into Achao Pane Kwama management and not
I've written to the management. And the management